You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. Going to be with you here until 8 p.m., bringing you the best new and not-so-new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. On today's program, we are going to be looking at the top bands of the decade. Hopefully, we will be pulling out some music from Kids These Days, The Rebel Spell, The Pack, Fun 100, Blood Meridian, Operation Makeout, Pride Tiger, The Evaporators, Bison, and The Basement Suites. As well, if we have some time, we will play some Lady Hawk and Ben Sinister. But in the meantime, we're going to get today's show started with something from a band that we had on the show a couple weeks ago, Char2D2, from their CD, You Are a Small Vampire. We are going to be listening to the track called I Am Safe. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. If there's anything you want to hear, 604-822-2487, or drop me an email, thecanadianway on CITR at gmail.com. No time like the present. Let's get to some Char2D2 here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. And you are listening to The Canadian Way. Oopsie. My name is Spike. I was stuck in the CD library grabbing some CDs for you. Okay, so to explain what we're doing on today's program, we are counting down, or counting up, my selections for the top 10 bands as seen in the Discord, or top 50 bands of the decade. Special if you grab the Jan-Sember issue of Discorder, which just hit the stands. You'll be able to see this story. It is the top 50 bands in Vancouver for the decade 2000 to the end of 2009. And I was one of 33 judges that picked their top 10 favorite bands. And they compiled them all together, and you got a top 50 list. Some people don't like it. Some people do like it. I like parts of it. I don't like parts of it. There's bands that really shouldn't have been there that got voted very high on the list. That's the way it goes when you're dealing with popular opinion of any sort. Basically I'm going to play you my top 10 bands of the decade, which you probably know already if you were listening to the beginning of the show, because I named all 10 of them off. But we're going to go from number 1 to number 10, and I'll explain what we're going to be listening to here. We're going to be starting off the top 10, my top 10 selections of the best bands of the decade, with my number 1 and number 2 selections in my top 10 list. We're going to get started with something from Kids These Days, which is a great little five-piece band that broke up back in 2007 because Mark Morissette and Ryder Havdale ended up moving out east. Oh, and Rob Josephson did as well. Basically, effectively meaning the end of the band. But they left us with a great CD called All These Interruptions. So we're going to be listening to a track called Intoxicated from that CD, and then we're going to follow that up with some Rebel Spell, who may or may not be broken up. We don't know yet at this point. It doesn't sound good for them, though. Some internal conflicts in the band. Gosh, I hope they get it solved soon so that we can hear some new music from Rebel Spell. But as it stands now, they have the two CDs and one digital EP available through the G7 Welcoming Committee label. We're going to be listening to something from the debut CD. Going to be listening to a track called I See Fire. But here is some Kids These Days to get things started on the best bands of the 2000s special here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for listening. And that was something from The Rebel Spell, from their debut CD, which came out in 2004, called Expression in Layman's Terms. We heard the track called I See Fire. And before that, we heard something from Kids These Days, the late great Kids These Days, from their 2004 release as well, called All These Interruptions. It is on the White Whale Records label, and it was one of the first releases to come out on said label. We heard the track called Intoxicated. My name is Spike. We are running down my top 10 selections for bands of the 2000s, of the aughts, as some people like to call them. And we've actually gone through the top two selections already, Kids These Days and Rebel Spell. And no time like the present to get into more awesome stuff from the top 10 list. But we're going to do that after these messages. But you want to stay tuned for some fun 100, and coming up next, the Pack AD. So stay tuned for that here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
This program for a special news bulletin.
After being closed for more than a year, the Balmoral has received a minor facelift and reopened its doors to the public on December 5th, 2009. Come celebrate the grand opening featuring No More Strangers with one of Toronto's hottest bands, Little Girls, and special guests, Vancouver's own surf pop heroes, Walter TV, and the always feisty Cat Attack. With the Winnie Cooper DJs, Punk the Drunk, Christian Flores, Rock to the Future, and Hunter Evan. December 5th at the reinvigorated Balmoral, located at 159 East Hastings. Doors open at 9, bands go on at 10.
First Wednesday of every month is Discorder Night at the Astoria. Come party with Discorder on December 2nd and hear Machu Picchu with special guests, makeout videotape, and guest DJs. It's all going down at the Astoria, located at 769 East Hastings. Bands go on at 10 p.m.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And this is the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My apologies, I actually wanted to play the Biltmore ad, and it doesn't seem to be working, but go on down to the Biltmore because they rock, and they've got all sorts of really crazy good gigs going on in the next little while. By the way, we're going to be doing gig listings by the top of, or by the bottom of the hour, so you want to stay tuned for that as well. Lots of good things going on around town. My name is Spike, and we are currently going through the top 10, my personal top 10 selections of bands of the year here on the Canadian Way. The next band on tap is the Pack AD, and great little band that they are. Had them on the show here back in 2007. Becky and Maya came on here in one of the first shows that they ever did before. I think they did Third Time's the Charm, and then it was basically my show, and so I was like the second ever radio appearance for the Pack, later to be known as the Pack AD because of a little hip-hop band that didn't like the fact that they were using their name. But that's the way it goes. So we're going to be listening to something from the Pack AD, from their Tintype CD, which came out in 2007, re-released on Mint Records last year, just before they released their sophomore CD called Funeral Mixtape. And the name of the track that we're going to listen to from the Pack is called Bang. It's actually the song that first turned me on to the Pack AD way all those years ago. Well, 2 years ago. And we're going to follow that up with some Fun 100, the fourth band on my top 10 list of the best bands of the 2000s, the aughts, here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. You're fire, you're fire, you're fire. That was some fun 100 from you, for you there. Late great fun 100. Yet another band on my top 10 list that is no more. Unfortunately, actually, a good deal of these bands are no more. Fun 100 originally hailed from Abbotsford, BC. Moved to East Van soon after. Getting regular gigs in this town. Just found that it wasn't working for them out in Abbotsford. Moved out here. Had a few singles and EP, and this album right here called Goodbye, which was their swan song. And can be found on Hockey Dad Records. And name of the track that we heard was called Shitty Band. Before that, we heard from the Pack AD, back then only known as The Pack. And from their CD, Tintype, which the demo that we got originally came out in 2006. Album proper came out in 2007. And then the sophomore CD, Funeral Mixtape, came out last year. And they're going back into the studio, Becky and Maya. So album number 3 should be released sometime in 2010, according to the Pack AD camp. Name of the track that we heard from them is called Bang. We are currently counting down my selections for the top 10 bands of the decade. Reason I'm doing this is the top 50 bands of the 2000s came out in this month's issue of Discorder. And basically 33 of us voted for our top 10 bands, and then they were ranked accordingly. Number 1, the highest rank. Number 10, the lowest. And 155 bands altogether were nominated, and the top 50 made the list. 7 of my 10 selections made the list. My highest one was actually, ironically enough, Bison, BC. I selected at number 9. It made it to number 9 on the top 50 list. So that's kind of creepy. Ooh. Anyways, we are going to get further on to some more music here, because we got, we're just barely halfway through the list at this point, and lots more music that we want to play. So we're going to get back to the top 10, my top 10 list of the 2000s, with something from Blood Meridian from their 2006 CD called Kick Up the Dust. We're going to be listening to the track called Let It, or no, sorry, we're going to be listening to the track called Work Hard For What. Here is some Blood Meridian, and we're going to follow that up with some Operation Makeout. Just made it in under the wire. They broke up in like 2001. So probably one of the older of my bands. Evaporators would be the oldest. But they're going to be coming up next. Actually, both of those bands are going to be coming up next. Oop, my music ended. So here is some Blood Meridian to start off this set of music on the top 10 of the 2000 special here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Trying to make you feel my love. Wanna shout it from the rooftops above. On my knees with my lips to the ground. Trying to figure where it all went wrong. Better study hard or you won't amount to anything. Now my mother, on the other hand, she said another thing. She said, follow your heart and you come to your dreams. Well, I know in my heart I'll never be rich. And I know in my heart that I'll never have kids. It's a feeling that I get, and it makes me feel sick when I think of the sweat and the shovel in a shit. So work hard. All my life since I was 10, but my free time to me is a precious thing, and I don't want to waste it on someone else's dreams. So work cash. Take your gold watch, take your diamond rings, and I'll take my girl and my dog and my friends. We'll work hard.
and you are listening to the top 10 bands of the 2000s here on the Canadian Way, as picked by yours truly, Spike. We just heard something from Operation Makeout from their 2001 CD called First Base, which came out in the Mint Records label. We heard the track called Buckles and Sneers, and before that we heard from Blood Meridian, which includes Matt Cameron, who would later play in Black Mountain, and previous to this played in the Black Halos. He's got kind of a black theme going in his band names there. But in between those, he had this great little band called Blood Meridian, and from their second full-length CD, their final CD, called Kick Up the Dust, which could be found on the Outside Music label, we heard the track called Work Hard for What. It's about 7:15, and we got to do some messages. Then we're going to come back with some Pride Tiger, who is number 7 on the list. Let's see one. Yeah, it's number 7 on the list. And number 8 on the list, The Evaporator. So those are both coming up in just a moment's time. Stay tuned.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, and as promised, and I hope this works because the CD is scratched up the heck and basically wouldn't queue up properly. So if it doesn't play, I apologize. But we're about to play some Pride Tiger, the number 7 selection of my top 10 Vancouver bands of the year. We're going to be playing the title track, the opening track to the CD, their debut CD, their only CD, called The Lucky Ones. And they're no more, unfortunately, but not before getting signed to a major label and getting some pretty big exposure for this. So it's why it's kind of sad that they only made it through one album. But definitely got the Thin Lizzy vibe going on here. Here is some Pride Tiger. Some Evaporators is coming up in just a moment. But first, Pride Tiger with Let Him Go, the title track to their debut and only CD, here on the top 10 Vancouver bands of the 2000s, as picked up by me, Spike, here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. We'll be right back. again, this is the Canadian Way. My apologies for that Pride Tiger song. Ooh, that CD is in bad shape. Anyways, we tried to sort of hear Let 'Em Go by Pride Tiger from their CD The Lucky Ones, which came out a couple years ago. They were my number 8 selection of the top 10 bands of the 2000s. And we followed that up, or sorry, they were number 7. We followed that up with the number 8 band of my top 10 bands, The Evaporators, featuring CITR's very own Nardwar, the Human Serviette. From the A Wild Pair Evaporators Andrew WK split 7-inch, which came off of the Mint Records label last year, we heard the track called The Bombs in My Pants. I'm sure that's not all. We've got two more selections to go here on the top 10 local bands of the 2000s, as selected by yours truly, me, Spike, here on the Canadian Way. But first, we want to get to the gig listings, and there's a lot to get through. So if there's anything I happen to miss, please do feel free to drop me an email. Of course, if you have any gigs coming up, feel free to drop me an email, thecanadianway on CITR at gmail.com, and I'll be sure to announce it on an upcoming program. Of course, keeping in mind that we're only on every second week here on the mighty CITR. Now, starting tonight, Wednesday, December 2nd, we got quite a few things for the middle of the week, which is kind of crazy. Normally, Wednesdays are dead. But happening over at the Astoria Hotel on Hastings, we have video makeout videotape, Machu Picchu, and DJ Zofie Sweetland, and special guest DJ Connor Brady, and that's presented by us here at Discorder Magazine. Tickets are $5 at the door, and things get started at 10 p.m. Japan Droids and Basketball are playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are available $12 at the door if it's not sold out. Young Liars, The Tremulence, and Oh No Yoko are playing at the Media Club tonight. Tickets are $7 at the door. Mia Moth and Corey Dammel are playing at the Railway Club, $8 at the door for that. Tomorrow, Thursday, December the 3rd, we have Priestess playing in the Commodore Ballroom. Some good old 70s heavy metal, courtesy of the Montreal Trio. We also have Twin Crystals, Modern Creatures, Pompior, and Tight Solid playing at Honey Lounge over on Carroll Street at Pender. Tickets are $5 at the door. This is the buzz gig of the week. You probably want to get there probably around 9 o'clock when the doors open. It's going to be a long lineup, and tickets are only available at the door as far as I understand now, and everything gets started at 10. Vancouver Killing Spree, Incura, and One Life Animal are playing the Media Club tomorrow, and Cinderpop, Go Ghetto Tiger, and Reggie Blackout are playing the Railway Club tomorrow. Tickets are $8 at the door for that. On Friday, December the 4th, we have the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party featuring the Pack AD, which we heard earlier, Hot Panda, Carolyn Mark Van Cougar, Kellarissa, Fanshawe, Catherine Calder of Immaculate Machine, and Aunts and Uncles. And that's happening over at the Biltmore Cabaret and presented by us here at CITR. So you want to check that out as well. Tickets are available $12 in advance at all the usual outlets, and doors open at 8:30. The Naughty Less Nice with the Naughty Less Nice Night featuring Bullets Over Broadway, the Centisphere, Bang Bang You're Dead is happening over at the Bourbon. Tickets are $10 at the door. Doors are at 8. Maximum Heavy Metal Party at the El Dorado, 2330 Kingsway at Nanaimo, featuring Black Wizard, Striker, Merciless Onslaught, and Slaughter Hollow. Tickets are $5 at the door. That's $1 a band. Wow. Get your metal on, dudes. Burn Hollywood Burn and Freedom Ride are playing Friday at Malone's on Pender. Tickets available at the door, $10 a piece, and things get started at 10 p.m. Cairo, Tree Lines, and Plus Perfect are playing at Pat's Pub over on Hastings at Main. It doesn't say when that's getting started. You can bet that's probably going to be around 9 o'clock start with the doors opening at 8. Rock and Roll versus Country and Blues is happening Friday night at the Railway Club featuring Trophy Rife, Mad Shadow, and the Matinee. And doors are 10 p.m. for that one, or doors are 9 p.m. for that one. Music gets started at 10. Tickets available at the door. On Saturday, December 5th, Low Indigo Speaker Bruiser, formerly 6-2, is playing along with Michael Red, Transmolecular, Math Rosen, and 8 Prime at the Astoria Hotel. Tickets are $5. If you get them in advance from either the Astoria or any of the record stores, $8 at the door, $8 at the door after 11 p.m. And doors are at 8, so lots of time to get your cheapo tickets for that one. Also on Saturday, Buffalo Swans is playing Malone's Bar, $5 at the door, starting at 8. What's Wrong with Tohei, Jakarta, the SSRIs, and Quite Testy are playing Pat's Pub also on Saturday night. Tickets are available at all the usual outlets and at the door. Things get started at 9 p.m. Also on Saturday, wow, busy, busy Saturday coming up. We have Christmas in Skaville, Xmas in Skaville number 7, featuring Rude City Riot, the Elixirs, the Valuables, and Ivy League Brawlers. That's happening at the Railway Club. $10, $8 for members, and show gets started at 9. Finally, on Saturday, the Greg Johnson Benefit featuring Little Guitar Army, the Spitfires, Motorama, the Fiends, I Brain Eater, Dirty and the Derelicts, the Stoolies, and Free Cigarettes for Drunk Miners is happening at the Wise Hall. It's an all-ages event. Tickets are $10 in advance or at the door. Doors are at 8 o'clock with music getting started at 8:30. And, of course, all the proceeds raised at this benefit goes towards the medical help for Greg Johnson, the lead singer of The Fiends, who unfortunately suffered a double brain aneurysm and is recuperating in the hotel as we speak. On Sunday, the 6th of December, we have Chicks with Picks Xmas featuring Jill Newman, Chris Dirksen, Stephanie Lang, Jane Sawyer, Lindsay May, Anne Emberline, Vicky Shohal, and many, many more. Wow, as if that wasn't enough already. That's happening at the Railway Club. $10 at the door with a food donation item. Doors open at 7 p.m. Music gets started at 7 p.m. Doors opening at 6. On Monday, December 7th, Hard Rock Miners are playing yet another one of their world's best sing-alongs at the Railway Club. $6 at the door, and the music gets started at 9. On Tuesday, December the 8th, Twin Crystals, Intelligent and White Longing are playing at the Fortune Sound Club on Pender. And it's a great little venue. If you haven't been there yet, looks like a little Vegas show club. And it has great, remarkable sound, considering it's a weird little upstairs room. So that's an all-ages gig as well, that gig at the Fortune Sound Club with Twin Crystals. Also happening that night, Tuesday, December the 8th, Hardcore 81 with Siggy Magic and Plus More at Little Mountain Studios on Main Street. That is an all-ages event, $5 at the door. Doors open at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, December 9th, the Getaway Sticks and Ready, Set, Die are playing the Bourbon. And tickets are available at the door, $8. Or you can get them in advance at Scratch Records. And doors are at 8 p.m. Flipping ahead to Thursday, December the 10th, which is a week tomorrow, we have Ben Sinister, who we're going to hear later in the program, Run the Red Light, and We Are the City playing at Venue. Also that same night, Patrick Watson is playing at the Vogue Theater. Tickets are running out quickly for that. If it hasn't sold out already, you want to get your ticket at all the usual outlets. On Friday, December the 11th, Skinny Magazine presents the Skinny Magazine Christmas Party featuring the Sorcerers, the Furies, and the Bonitos. And yeah, we were talking the original Furies, like the granddaddies of Vancouver punk, preceding DOA kind of granddaddies. And that's happening at the El Dorado on Kingsway at Nanaimo on Friday, a week Friday, this Friday, December 11th. And tickets are available in advance at all the record stores. Doors open at 8 p.m. Also happening Friday, December the 11th, Fuzzcat, Great White Shark, and Lady Mishmash is playing Malone's. And also Lemming Dynasty, Augusta Trio, and Painted Cities are playing the Railway Club. Tickets are $10 at the door for that one. Doors are at 9 p.m. Also that same night, the 11th of December, the Friday, is Alison Krauss, Tidings concert, her annual seasonal event that she holds at St. James Community Hall. And that's an all-ages event, $20 for general admission or $15 for students and seniors. And you can get that at all the usual record outlets as well. Doors are at 7:30. The gig starts at 8. We got a few more for the Saturday listings here. On the December the 12th, we have a Safe Amp Society fundraiser with Fanshawe, Lost Lovers Brigade, Friendship and the Fawn, and the Bleeding Hearts. That's happening at Blim and is an all-ages event with the doors opening at 7:30. All profits go towards the Safe Amp Society, who are endeavoring to open up an all-ages venue here in the city. Of course, we're lacking that amenity, so hopefully you will get out and support them. Also on the 12th, the Saturday, Aftertaste, Captain Dust, and the Spitfires are playing the Eldorado over on Kingsway. Cousin Harley is playing the Fairview on Broadway. Bench Drawn Optimist, Half Chinese, Green Belt Collective, OK Vancouver, OK, and Aunts and Uncles are playing La Casa del Artista over on West 2nd. That is an all-ages event, and tickets are available at the door. The CD release party for Ruben de Groot, featuring opening band The Seams. And I thought The Seams had disappeared altogether. They actually probably should have made... If I had a top 15 list of the 2000s, The Seams would have made it. Unfortunately, they were just outside. But Ruben de Groot and The Seams playing over at Malone's Bar on Saturday, December 12th. And finally, a pair of shows from the Angry Snowmans from over on the island. It's a super group made up of different punk band members over on the island. They're coming over and they're playing a free in-store performance at Neptune Records starting at 2 p.m. It's absolutely free. And then later on that night, on the 12th of December, the Saturday, it is Twas an East Van Christmas with the Angry Snowmans and guests over at Pat's Pub. Like I said, if there's any gigs that I miss, feel free to give me a dingle at the Canadian Way on CITR@gmail.com and let me know. And I can either announce it before the end of the show today or on the next show in 2 weeks' time. We are currently in the midst of playing you my top 10 selections for best Vancouver band of the 2000s. We're going to now play a band that was number 9 on my list, ended up being number 9 on the top 50 overall list, talking about Bison, who would later become known as Bison BC, one of those name fiascos again where somebody had it and was going to sue them, so they had to change it. And we're going to be listening to something from their 2008 CD called Quiet Earth. We're going to be listening to the title track. Here is some Bison BC from the top 10 best bands of Vancouver of the 2000s special here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and we are in the midst of counting down the top 10. Well, not really counting down, we're just playing them for you, but we're playing the top, my top 10 selections of best local bands of the 2000s here on The Canadian Way. We just heard from Bryson, BC from their Quiet Earth CD, which came out in 2008 on the Metal Blade Records label. We heard the title track from that one, and whoa, what an epic track that is. Woo! We are going to play you something from the Basement Suites, the final of my 10 artists, and let you know what the top 10 is and where my selections that made the list ended up, in case you're curious about that sort of thing. And then we're going to play two artists as well after the Basement Suites that didn't make the list for a certain reason. Well, they're not from Vancouver. I didn't include them because they're not from Vancouver, even though they now are based out of here. And had I included them, it would have changed things a little bit. But I'll explain in just a moment. We'll be back in just a shake with some Basement Suites. But first, these messages here on The Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
And on today's special edition program of the Canadian Way, we have been featuring the top 10 bands from Vancouver of the 2000s. And we're down to the last one now. We started off with the first 9 bands from number 1 through number 9 are Kids These Days, The Rebel Spell, The Pack AD, Fun 100, Blood Meridian, Operation Makeout, Pride Tiger, The Evaporators, Bison BC, and this band, The Basement Suites, a great little trio that clicked around for maybe about 3 years or so, featuring a couple of artists that were originally from the island. I actually know Kevin Schofield, who played the drums. He was kicking around in bands over on Vancouver Island, Victoria particularly, for quite a few years while he was attending university there. Came over in 2000 and messed around with a few bands. Ended up playing the skins for this here band. I wish they'd lasted a little bit longer. They would have gotten more than this EP out called Falls Apart. This one is one of my particular favorite songs of the last decade, and that's why they scratched it out to the end of the list. It's a great song called Don't Turn Us In Now. This is The Basement Suite, the Basement Suites, the last of my 10 listed top 10 favorite bands from Vancouver of the 2000s here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. We'll be right back. And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Just want to remind you, we've got a fan page up on Facebook. If you happen to be a Facebook member, just look for The Canadian Way. There is a group and a fan page for the radio show here. Pretty much the same stuff is posted on both of them. But if you want to know what's going on with The Canadian Way, then you can join one of those pages and be kept in the loop. We just heard from the Basement Suites to wrap up our my top 10 nominated bands of the 2000s here on the special edition of The Canadian Way. And from the CD Falls Apart by the Basement Suites, we heard the track called Don't Turn Us In Now. Great little tune. And of course, before that, we heard from Bison BC from the Quiet Earth CD. We heard the title track. So we're going to play you a couple of artists in just a moment that didn't make it into my list because they're actually both bands from Kelowna originally and actually are still based out of there even though they have second homes in Vancouver. Had I known that you could include bands that actually don't live in Vancouver or hail from there, I would have included these bands. They are Lady Hawk and Ben Sinister. Lady Hawk made it to number 4. Ben Sinister made it to number 33 in the list. But before we do that, we're going to let you know what the top 10 list is and where my selected tracks made it onto the list. But first of all, I want to remind you to stay tuned for Folk Oasis with Val at 8 p.m. And then, of course, at 10 is Sexy in Van City with your host, Carolyn. And, of course, everyone's favorite, the Hans Kloss Misery Hour at 11 p.m. So great shows lined up later on this evening, so stay tuned for that. And let's let you know what the top 10 list from the top 50 bands of the 2000s are here on CITR. So from number 10, we had Red Light Sting, that of course being Jesse Gander's project with Zoe Verkulin. Then we have Bison BC at 9. Of course, they were my number 9 selection, so that's kind of crazy. One of those streets offshoot bands. Of course, Pride Tiger being the other one that appeared on my list. Mutators at number 8. You Say Party, We Say Die at number 7. At number 6 is Japandroids, who are, of course, playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. And I've gotten a real surge of power since getting such a great review in Pitchfork, I guess late last or early this year. Number 5 is The Organ, one of the few bands that I think should be out of the list because they suck. Number 4 is Lady Hawk, and like I said, we're going to hear something from them next. Number 3 is Destroyer, who I could take or leave. Number 2 is Black Mountain, who I didn't vote for because I knew they were going to get enough votes anyways. And anyways, they're not really quite in my top 10. I'd maybe call them number 11. And of course, number 1 is The New Pornographers. And yeah, that's all we'll say about that. In the meantime, we'll let you know what my selections made it to. The Rebel Spell made it to number 37. Pride Tiger made it to 30. Kids These Days, my top band, made it to number 26. The Pack 80 made it to number 23. Fun 100 made it to 22. The Evaporators made it to number 18. And as said before, Bison BC made it to number 9. We're going to play you something from Lady Hawk now, one of those bands that didn't quite make it onto the list because of extenuating circumstances. And then we'll play you some Ben Sinister to go on out of here. So I probably won't be back after these songs, so I'll remind you to tune in to Sam Squanch's Hideaway next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And of course, yours truly, Spike with The Canadian Way, will be back in 2 weeks' time, which will be the 15th of December. So be sure and catch that at 6:30. Here is My Old Jackknife by Lady Hawk, and then we'll follow that with something from the Stories of Brothers, Tales of Lovers CD, brand new one from Ben Sinister. So that does it for the top 10 of 2000 special here on The Canadian Way. Here is some Lady Hawk to get this final set of music started here on The Canadian Way. Be sure and support your local music scene and to always buy Canadian whenever possible. And remember, if you want to contact me, it's The Canadian Way on CITR at gmail.com. In the meantime, this is Spike saying goodbye, and be sure and tune in 2 weeks' time for another episode of The Canadian Way. Folk Oasis with Val is next.
Wonder why all this time she's been right in front of my eyes. Starts off fine, slow decline. Don't make her have to say it twice. My Bonnie doesn't wait at the railway station. My Bonnie doesn't need your participation.
Thank you. like weathermen predict the rain.